You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal, and welcome to the Reimagine Success podcast, where we talk about all things success. Today, we will be talking about brag, how to brag, and bragging myths. Brag, the Art of Tuning Your Horn Without Blowing It, is a book by Peggy Klaus. And we're going to start with talking about the bragging myths. But first, I want to recap our last podcast. Last time, we talked about why successful people travel. And the crystal was, travel is an investment in yourself. So I have a question for you. Did you think about a place that you would be interested in traveling to after last week's podcast? If so, have you started to think about steps to help you get there? Pick a date. Start saving, look at hotels and things to do. Remember, travel is an investment in yourself. So start planning your next trip. All right, let's get into brag and bragging myths. The crystal for today goes with the bragging myth theme. It's called, the crystal is start bragging. If you don't speak up for yourself, then who will? So I know a lot of us are taught to be very humble, not brag on ourselves, don't stand out in a crowd. Some people are, you know, do it more naturally and more easily. And I will even say culturally for African Americans, often we are taught to be humble and don't brag because during slavery times, that was almost a liability. If you were the strongest or, you know, your child was the best, then that would be the one that was taken or, you know, sold. So we often culturally, African Americans have been taught not to brag on themselves. But in general, some people are just more comfortable with bragging and, you know, showing, strutting their stuff, showing off and telling everyone what they can do. And some people are less comfortable with that. I definitely fall in the less comfortable category and was taught to be more humble. But successful people have to brag on themselves because, like the crystal for the day, it says, if you don't speak up for yourself, then who will? So it's a skill that we can all improve on. We can all either learn. And today I'm going to dispel a few myths around bragging. So this will help you understand why bragging is important to help you be successful in your career and in your goals. So let's get to the myths. There's six of them that we'll talk about today. The first myth is a job well done speaks for itself. Now, I know I was taught that you just do your best, do a good job, and people will notice you. Now, this myth here dispels that completely. It's dispelling the fact that a job well done speaks for itself. Now, I know in your jobs, hopefully you strive to do your best work. And that's what I've always done and been taught to do. But sometimes you can do your best work and it be unnoticed. You may be doing your job so well that everyone gets so used to you doing that, that the only time they probably would not notice it or would be if you weren't there and if you weren't doing it. So it's important to help people understand and realize, and especially your manager or bosses, know what you're doing and what you're working on. And so don't assume that a job well done will speak for itself. You have to speak up and let others know what you're doing and how you did the job well done. So when you do that, basically, you want a measurable goal or a measurable outcome. So when you either talk to your manager or boss, or also when you could share with friends and family as well, say exactly, specifically what you did in your job, or what, you know, list of accomplishments you've done, and how it's helped your company or your business to grow. And try to do that using measurable results. So an example could be, by creating this new spreadsheet program for my company, I was able to save $50,000 in time on people working on this spread, or if people weren't using this spreadsheet. So that's an example of, you know, one way that you can have a specific measurable way to brag on yourself. So the next myth is bragging is something you do during performance reviews. And I'm going to add the word during performance reviews only. Now, most companies have a performance review season or a performance review process where you write down some goals that you were supposed to do for the year. And then towards the end of the year, you write down what you've accomplished based off of those goals that you set for yourself. But you should actually be bragging on yourself and letting your manager or boss know what you're doing throughout the year. It should not be relegated to the end of the year, because it's a missed opportunity if your boss doesn't know throughout the year what you're doing, so they can speak up to other people about what you're doing and the successes that you've had. And also, it's a missed opportunity for correcting anything that you're missing that your boss would like you to do. So if you just wait until the end of the year when you do your performance reviews and something's not going right throughout the year, you need to have that conversation earlier in the year so you can fix whatever you're not working on or what you need to change or adjust. So remember that bragging is something that you do throughout the year, not just during performance reviews. So that's myth number two. Now let's go to myth number three. Humility gets you noticed. Now, being humble is considered a great trait and characteristic in our society. If you're humble, then that means you are an upstanding person. You know, you're not, your ego's not overtaking you like some people you may know in your life and like I may know in my life. But humility does not get you noticed. According to this myth, according to this book, Brag, that is a myth. I mean, humility is a virtue with biblical and spiritual roots that's taught all over the world. In Asian cultures and American cultures. But once again, humility is important, but you have to balance that with some bragging about yourself in the right time and moments. Stating your value and accomplishment can be risky because you might come across as pompous or make other people feel uncomfortable. But it won't help you get ahead and be successful in your life if you stay humble all of the time. So very few of us learn how to balance humility with the need to promote ourselves in the workplace and just promoting ourselves in general when we're trying to expand our brand and expand our career. So, but self-promotion is the way to, you know, get more success and get ahead. You have to let people know what you're doing and how you've been doing it. And that can only be done by you. And then as you tell others, then others can speak on your behalf as well. So it's kind of like a cycle. You talk about yourself and what you've done, and then others will also join in. So humility is great to a certain extent, but there are times where you need to brag on yourself. So that's myth number three. The next myth is number four. I don't have to brag. People will do it for me. Now, I kind of said that in the previous myth that as you talk about yourself, others will do it. But once again, you have to get that ball rolling. You have to be the one to let others know what you're doing, what successes you have. Don't keep them hidden and covered up so no one knows what your successes are. It's great if someone says something nice about you. It's great if someone else, shares some of your positive successes. But they can't do that if you don't know, if they don't know what you're up to and what you've been doing. So you'll have to let others know first and brag on yourself. And then, once again, others will talk about it and pick it up for sure. But no one is going to have your interests at heart the way you do. No one will ever tell your story and get people excited about you like you can. And plus 9 times out of 10, when those to whom you report talk positively about your work to others, it's usually because there's something in it for them. So once again, the best way will be for you to brag about yourself, and no one can tell your story like you can. You know, even if someone else is talking positively about you, that's great, but you can direct the narrative in the story in the way that you would like it to be for your accomplishments and your work. Most people don't acquire the skills to promote and talk about themselves. And many people, you know, rely on others to do this. And then sometimes they're disappointed because people don't. You know, you may be interested in a position that you heard about at work. And if you sit back and wait for others to, you know, talk about you or get your name out there, it may never happen. You just don't know if you're not in the background or behind the scenes or in those conversations hearing what people are talking about. So it'll serve you best if you are able to, you know, speak up for yourself and share your accomplishments, because I know you have many successes and things that you've done to help your organization, help your business grow, and help yourself and family personally. So share those. All right, we'll get to the next myth. Myth number 5. That myth is more is better. When you do work on bragging and speaking up and telling people about your successes, it's important to have context and understand who you're talking to, what kind of time frame they have to listen to you, and if you're looking for a new job or position, knowing if they're hiring. So more is the myth that more is better means basically that you just spill your guts and speak for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes about all of your positive accomplishments to a person without actually assessing and understanding what they, how they can help you and if they have time to really talk to you. So, you know, it's good to make that introduction, say a blurb or two of what you do and what you're all about and a success, and then give space for that person to respond so you can understand, you know, if they're interested in hiring you possibly or if they want to know more. But don't just talk them to death basically about all of your accomplishments. So when you do brag, more is not always better. It's good to give that short little elevator speech and then engage them in conversation, authentic conversation before continuing. So that's myth number 5. Now let's go to myth number 6. Good girls and boys don't brag. Many talented people today continue to abide by the myth that it's unbecoming and aggressive to promote themselves. Although their parents may have told them they could do anything they wanted, there was also a big but. And that but was, don't celebrate your own glory. It was all right if some people, you know, vied for the limelight, but especially girls were taught to share, to not share their successes and not be bag and braggadocious. In society, it's often more acceptable or considered acceptable for men to brag about themselves, and women are taught to be more humble and not draw too much attention to themselves. This disinclination among professional women to self-promote has far-reaching consequences. It can affect referrals, negotiations of work schedules, salary, high visibility assignments, and promotions, as well as make your blood boil when you see the guys getting ahead faster. So this myth, the good girls and boys don't brag, it's even more detrimental and more bigger problem for women, because women are socially taught not to brag more so than men. So it's important for women and men to learn how to self-promote themselves, not be afraid to do that, brag on themselves. And like I said, context is key. There is a time and place when you can, you know, brag and when you probably shouldn't. But make sure that you do it in the times where it's appropriate and where it's needed. And don't rely on others to do it for you. You're going to have to brag on yourself and self-promote in order to help you move ahead and become more successful. So those were the six myths of bragging. And hopefully you've learned something from this. And once again, as always, I say take a nugget or two and apply it to your own life. So if you haven't bragged on yourself or promoted yourself, or don't talk about the successes that you've had with your bosses, in your business, and within your family as well, and friends, especially if you're looking for a new job or position, then start. Start talking about yourself. Start slipping in some of your successes here and there, and make sure that you are very open with your manager and bosses and leaders about what you are delivering and your value to the companies that you work for. I hope that you have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for listening to the Reimagine Success podcast. This is Melanie Crystal, and happy bragging. Bye.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.